3 of the Friday edition of the show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number. That's 1-800-259-9231. Again, 1-800-259-9231. And, of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. It is Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And let's see here. We were talking last hour. Actually, I think we started in the first hour of the show, and we just kind of go in and out, and we've just been following this list that you brought in, Johnson, and it's excellent. MSN Money reporting on the 10 things you shouldn't buy new. And just a quick recap, including books, DVDs and CDs, little kids' toys, that's a big one, jewelry, sports equipment, timeshares, cars, software and console games, which leaves us with two more items that you should not buy new. Office furniture. Built to take a beating and last a lifetime, good quality office desks, filing cabinets, and credenzas are relatively easy to find, even when a recession isn't cratering the local economy.
It's true. Businesses come and go all the time.
Yeah.
And the majority of them buy their equipment new.
Mm-hmm.
So there's all kind. I mean, the market's just glutted with office equipment.
But where do you find it?
Yeah, you have to look around. You have to look in the phone book. You have to call used furniture stores is the way to go. You can really find it.
I've got another huge tip for our listeners.
Okay.
It's not an ad because it's for an organization that's not, they're not profiting. It's like,
okay.
Check out, actually, you should pull this up because it's really interesting. It's FreeCycle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
.org.
Yeah, that is interesting.
FreeCycle.org is an organization that is, there are several local, anyone can kind of open up a local list or a local chapter.
Right.
What it is it's made up of individual groups that basically it's kind of like a nonprofit movement of people who want to get stuff for free in their own towns.
Mm-hmm.
The groups are moderated by whoever wants to start it, and it's kind of like a barter system, kind of, but not really. You basically, you take your old stuff.
It's first come, first serve.
Yeah, it's first come. You put your old stuff that you want to, I mean, maybe you want to just get rid of something. You don't want to carry it downstairs, or you don't want to move it, really. You just have somebody else take it.
And really, I guess the viewpoint of whoever it is that created this concept
mm-hmm.
was, let's save stuff from going to the landfill. So it's
right.
sort of like an environmental thing to start. But it's not a bad idea. I mean, so much stuff is thrown out every single day in America.
In Florida, it's a way of help granny get rid of that couch.
Well, also,
that's one way of looking at it.
I mean, if you drive down the streets on trash day, sometimes you will find some good stuff out in front of people's homes. And so this allows
a lot of people do that.
There are a lot of people that do that, but this actually allows people to, you kind of put something on this FreeCycle group, and then you put it up as an offer, and people will respond to you saying, yeah, I want that, in which case, they want it, they come and get it, they haul it away.
Right, and a lot of people are really nice. You know, there are a lot of people who are going to set stuff out on the, you know, on the sidewalk, and it takes you, 5 minutes to say, I'm going to be setting this on my sidewalk, come get it if you want it, you know? So that it doesn't necessarily go to waste. You know, if you're going to set a perfectly good old TV out there, you know, if you tell people, they can come get it before it rains and it's still working. You know?
I've found that people are sometimes confused by the way things are set out on sidewalks as to whether or not it's trash. Why is this out here? You know, that kind
of
thing.
Of course, they're not going to know. You know,
so if you leave a sign on it that says, I am a perfectly good TV who is in need of a new home.
Right.
Please take me home.
Right.
And I did this with a computer that I had. It was a pretty slow old computer, but it was perfectly functional, and somebody took it away within moments.
Yeah.
I actually joined the local FreeCycle group recently because I had a tree.
I saw you offering something. Oh, yeah, wood.
Right. I had the oak tree in my backyard cut down. And I've just got a ton of firewood.
Got any wood? Need any wood?
And so I offered that up. But the funny thing is, because I was watching some of the messages that were coming through, and the funny thing is there's different types of messages. There's an offer message, where you tell them what you got offered. There's a taken message, where you let them know, okay, it's gone. And then there's also a wanted. And I just find it really amusing how many people want things like GPS tracking and computers and I mean, all kinds of people posting things that they want on this FreeCycle group.
Yeah, but what's also amazing
is
that a lot of these people actually get it.
You think?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, there are a lot of people who get stuff like that.
That's amazing to me.
What did I get? Oh, I got off there. I gave up a dresser, a wood dresser, because when you first get on there, the first thing you can do before you start asking for stuff is you have to give something away.
Oh.
Show of good faith. I gave away an old dresser. I didn't need a dresser anymore. I was getting and building some new furniture for myself. I wanted a set of matching stuff, and I had this old, kind of rickety wooden dresser.
Yeah.
No, it could have been fixed. I mean, it could definitely have been sanded, painted. I mean, it could have been restored very easily. I just didn't want to do it. And the tracks were a little bit messed up. They could have been bent back into place with a needle-nose pliers.
All right.
I just didn't take the time. So I put that up. Now, later I asked, and I got back fairly nice. I got a set of black laminate, a coffee table and end tables for couches that had like a gold stripe.
Free.
For my living room.
You can't beat that, man. Mm. You really can't. And that's because of the internet. I mean, this wouldn't have existed before the internet. One more thing on this list of the 10 things you shouldn't buy new. Hand tools. Well-made tools with few or no moving parts, like hammers, wrenches, shovels, hoes, etc., can last decades with proper maintenance and are relatively easy to find at yard sales.
It's true.
If you're not going to use a tool frequently, you may be able to even rent it or borrow it from a friend or neighbor rather than buying something else to clutter up your garage. In fact, some neighborhoods even apparently run tool-sharing cooperatives, which is news to me. Very interesting. Exception, though, is if you're a hardcore do-it-yourselfer and you need power tools, especially cordless versions, these have a relatively limited lifespan, and you may not know how much time they've got left. 800-259-9231, there
you
go.
Be careful with those neighborhood associations where people are sharing their tools and hoes. It's just...
communism.
Sounds dirty.
Oh, yeah, it's just you want to be very careful, you know. Yeah.
Let's talk to Kurt in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark.
Gentlemen, how are you tonight?
Great, Kurt. What's up?
I just first off want to say I'm a recent listener to your show. I found it through podcasting.
Excellent, sir.
I really like it, and I'm really considering becoming an AMP member.
Great. So what's on your mind?
I'd like to talk about Ian's idea of how the court system should work, or an arbitration system.
Yes, sir.
Is it my understanding, you know, through listening, that you want to do away with the court system as a whole?
I think that we can replace the existing court system with a voluntary version with competition, with interlocking agreements, with contract insurance, to where when you enter into an agreement with somebody, it's there in the contract as to which courts will oversee that particular contract. Insurance companies offering contract insurance via arbitration, and if that doesn't make sense, I mean, it's a complex issue.
And whenever I'm on, I like to remind listeners that, you know, we do this from time to time, and I just want to remind people that what we are talking about is a fantasy land, a dream, you know, libertarian society, how we think it ought to be, but, you know, we don't necessarily think that this would happen immediately.
Mark doesn't agree. He doesn't want it this way.
No, I believe that, you know, I think we should posit a world where there's a smaller government, but at this point, I don't think the judicial system is the one that we should just go ahead and do away with. I do think we should have more of a user pays system so that... So there won't be quite so many frivolous lawsuits out there.
But especially since it's mandated by Article 3, Section 8 of the Constitution, that we need to...
What's the Constitution, man?
I'm sorry?
I mean, look, I used to be somebody that thought the Constitution was something special. I used to be somebody that thought it was really important. But then I came to the realization that how is it possible that a bunch of guys 200 years ago, who I'm not even related to, and even if I was, it wouldn't matter, how is it possible that a bunch of guys can bind people who came after them to the same agreement? The Constitution's a non-binding document, which is exactly why it is that the government doesn't give a flip about what it says. What do you think of that?
I agree with you that the Constitution, or that the government doesn't care what the Constitution says, but that is what spells out your relationship with your government.
Uh-huh. It does spell out the relationship with the government that the
government
intends to enforce. I personally agree with it, and I think it adds legitimacy to a smaller government. Ian doesn't agree with it because, well, the government made the connection there. Ian didn't.
And I'm being kind of quiet because I agree. I think that I also strongly support the government, but I'm also willing to take Ian's position, and I'll just say this a little bit. Constitution's a good starting point. Why don't we get there first?
No, I agree. I think we should go back to the Constitution and then figure out ways to make things better, a la less government from there. If you've got a thought, hang on, man. We're going to bring you back. 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. On the way, a crackdown on saggy pants? What?
It's a combination of the best that public broadcasting has to offer
and NFL football.
We should pass a law mandating a cooling-off period after the next 9/11 type attack. We know we're going to get hit again, and we know we're going to freak out and pass Patriot Act 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And then we're going to feel bad that we acted in the heat of the moment.
Beating the ideas into the turf until something breaks. Common Sense with Dan Carlin.
Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Sears has the new air conditioning system you've been looking for. Keep cool with a new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. It's time you called Sears at 1-800-269-1400 for a free in-home consultation. Don't forget to ask about our special summer financing offer. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensee information available upon request. Call Sears now for your new cooling system at 1-800-269-1400. That's 1-800-269-1400.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. Now available is the 2006 BioSolutions Plus. The BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site, totally free. Archives are there. An entire year's worth of the show. Right there on the front page of the website for free at freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. As we return to Kurt in Michigan, I wanted to give you a chance to get out some final comments. Kurt, what's on your mind again? We're talking about the court system.
Well, okay, so if one of the... The scenarios presented by Mark were, what if two people on an adjacent piece of property have the same river running through their property, and one decides to pollute from their end?
Mm-hmm.
What if I don't have an agreement with this person, what compels me to go to arbitration? What compels me to say, you know, up yours, I'm just going to continue to pour the oil into the water, and if you don't like it?
Well, there are a couple different things. One is you probably would have an agreement because you would have purchased that home or decided to rent that home, and the agreement would have been there that you'd signed in order to purchase or rent that home. But providing you didn't have an agreement and you just happened to be able to pollute this river as you lived on it, then in that case, you would be risking your your renown. You would be risking your reliability. You'd have essentially
a reputation.
Thank you. You'd have a reputation, sort of like we have credit ratings. Well, you'd have a reputation rating that would say, well, this jerk he's polluting this river. He won't come to arbitration. He won't, make good on this. So nobody at that point would want to deal with you in the future. Your name would go out there as a lowlife, scumbag, polluting, trash guy, and you'd have a tough time buying food.
If they tattooed it to my forehead as a matter of public record, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But not everybody is going to be able to, is going to be in on that loop. Wait a minute.
There's plenty of people that are in on credit scores. There are central agencies that are on a private basis that collect information.
Look how many people have bad credit ratings.
What?
And how many people rent units without credit scores? I mean, it happens
risk
all the time.
Risk you take, I guess.
It is risks that some people take.
Right.
One point I do want to make about the Constitution. I don't think we have in the United States of America without some form of Constitution. And I think that
we should have a United States of America at this point.
Okay.
I think it's a failed experiment, and I think it's about time that more states just seceded. Let's have the socialists get together in California and out west. They can go secede California and Oregon and all those places. Let's have the freedom lovers go to New Hampshire. Let's have the separatists go to their own state, and let's forget about this whole United States idea. I think it's a failure.
I think the Constitution ought to be there to enshrine rights. It's only been used once to take rights away. It was an unqualified disaster, the effects of which we are still feeling today.
What are you talking about, prohibition?
Yes, the 18th Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
It lasted for 14 years.
But the rights are enshrined. The rights are enshrined in the Bill of Rights, and it's done us a load of squat.
But they are,
how do you protect us? Well, hold on. I'm going to stop you, because you know what? You've yelled about this for a lot, Ian, and I think it makes you come off looking bad, really bad. How do you protect yourself from the government without a document like the Constitution? I think the Constitution has done a good job until this recent administration,
down,
these
all.
Recent few
it
administrations. Right. That's well, the best we've had on the planet in its existence in all
not
the history
enough.
Of all humanity
not good enough.
Thus far.
Just,
I agree.
We just read a story at the beginning of the show about a guy that had his life savings stolen from him because they thought it was for drugs.
I agree. It's not good enough, but, I mean, it's the best we have so far.
Okay.
I mean, we need to use it and go from there.
We can
right.
do better.
Absolutely.
I'm not
but
saying
I don't think we should throw it down. You know, we shouldn't, you know,
if
use it like TP and
I'm not saying that at all. I said if we're going to have a government, then we should get back to the Constitution. I just don't think that we need to have the United States anymore. That's all. Their state constitutions aren't there. New Hampshire has its own constitution. Why don't we just get back to that instead?
Well, what would you do about a full faith and credit clause? I mean, are you if you get married in if there's no United States, if you get married in New Hampshire, are you married in Vermont?
I don't know. What happens if you get married in Canada?
What happens if you don't get married by the state?
Wait a second. George Washington and Martha Washington didn't have a marriage certificate from the state. Were they married?
Well, I couldn't tell you, truthfully.
Yeah.
The fact is,
you're married if you say you're married.
People. And I agree that the government should get out of marriage. Completely,
there you go.
Utterly, utter.
It's good to be in agreement. Thanks for the call, Kurt. 800-259-9231.
Lots of good questions.
9231.
Lots of good questions. I'd
questions
like to hear from him again.
Let's talk to the lady on the line. Heather in Missouri. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark.
Hi.
Hey.
I figured I'd put in a plug for FreeCycle just because it's really cool.
Well, we've already plugged it, Heather,
yep.
But it's very, very neat.
What's your experience like?
Yeah, experiences with it.
What was your experience like?
Oh, I use FreeCycle all the time. I gave away a dresser yesterday.
What have you got? Have you taken anything from
them? Oh, sure. Actually, all kinds of neat things. A dishwasher. We're in the middle of remodeling the kitchen.
Jeez.
A pair of nightstands.
That's good. Was it a good dishwasher?
Yeah.
Good
somebody
enough.
Was remodeling
it was
free. Didn't want a black one.
Wow.
Nice.
Hey, can you get sued if you give away something on this free cycle and somebody gets hurt with it?
Hmm.
That would be the first question my mother would ask.
I suppose they can try. I don't know how far they'd get.
Like when you
I
say
mean, they
something,
can sue you for anything.
I mean, what do you mean? Like a weed whacker whacked their leg off or something like that?
I have a ladder that I don't like the condition of it, but I've climbed on it for a year. I just feel like I should get rid of this thing. And
if it was something like that, I would get rid of it.
You can write up an agreement.
The trash.
You could write up an agreement and say, if you take this ladder, you agree not to sue me.
Yeah,
fine here.
I think it's
actually on the
FreeCycle website. It's reasonable expectation that if they got it through that website, and because there's documentation on the website that says, look, you're taking this item, you're getting this item, it's being given.
I never went to the website.
I wouldn't give away something that I thought was iffy safety-wise just as being a responsible person.
Absolutely. Great point.
Also, your last caller was asking about, you know, how do you know if somebody's trustworthy or not? One thing that is evolving as a private method of deciding if somebody is trustworthy is eBay feedback.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. You know, I see e-commerce websites that are, you know, recently set up small businesses, and they'll say, I'm new in business, so if you don't know me, here's my eBay username. Feel free to check my feedback.
And think about it. On a nationwide basis, on a widespread basis, if you have a centralized bureau, if you will, like we've got TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian for credit scores, if you've got competing centralized bureaus for reputation scores, people that are concerned with a contract that they're going to get into, if I'm going to enter in a contract with you, Mark, and I want to know if you're going to be an honest dude, I'm going to check you out. If I don't care about it, then I'm taking a risk. And it seems like a simple process to say, hey, I want to check on this this Mark Edge. Can you tell me about him? Yeah, Mark Edge is clean. He's rented all his houses, paid his bills on time. No, Mark Edge was polluting the river in the back of his house. Mark Edge stole something from his last landlord, et cetera.
He buys stuff on eBay and doesn't pay for it.
There you go. Heather, thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you as always. 1-800-259-9231. Well, one thing Mark doesn't do is wear saggy pants.
No.
And
I do kind of wear saggy pants. I mean,
not to the point where you're seeing your happy trail or anything like that.
I'm not sure what that is.
That's the area of the hair in that special place. The hair.
It's all the way up to
the belly. Why don't we just go on?
Yeah, let's move on. Well, apparently, if you're wearing saggy pants in Dallas, you may not be able to soon. The hip trend of wearing saggy pants could be at risk on the streets of Dallas, according to DallasNews.com. Dallas school trustee Ron Price, with the backing of several city council members, wants to prohibit pants that will hang well below the waist. He wants an ordinance banning the look within city limits. We'll explore this on the way. 800-259-9231. Ah, America. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
The Bill of Rights is a term for the first 10 amendments of the Constitution, limiting the federal government's power and preserving the rights of the people. Each day, we gradually lose these rights that we are entitled to. We need to take a stand to let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. Today, you can take this stand. You can express your beliefs by wearing a new and innovative t-shirt available only through GCN. Each shirt is black with a redesign of the famous Don't Tread on Me Gadsden flag located on the front of the shirt. On the back is the Bill of Rights, printed in bold white text. Each shirt is $15 plus $7 shipping. Please send a check or money order for $22 along with size and the number of shirts being ordered to Libertees. That's LIBBERTEES. 447 Thompson Bay Loop, Newt Lane, Arkansas, 72851. or go to GCNlive.com to view this great shirt today. Sizes XXL and larger at $2. Arkansas residents at 8% sales tax.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. You're being followed very, very closely. You zig, it zigs. You zag, it's right behind you. Exactly where you want it to be, because it's your trailer. When I come back, I'll lead the lesson on how to follow.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com. BG.
Whether it's horses or a new boat, you're towing weight or pulling the right way. Here's advice to follow. First, never exceed towing capacity. Too much weight behind can do big damage to the vehicle and its tires in front. Next, pursue and purchase a weight-appropriate hitch, hitch ball, and ball mount. And finally, do you know the leading towing accessory? Though trailer lights and turn signals list, they all trail behind you, the driver. So for a towing experience worth its weight in gold, closely follow the safety rules of the road. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, and it is your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Again, that number, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a wiki. wiki.freetalklive.com. Get you right to it. There's over 750 pages there for you to explore that were created by, well, you, the listeners. In fact, you can go in and edit virtually anything that you see on the wiki, and so can everyone else. So go to wiki.freetalklive.com to see what I'm talking about. All right, so 800-259-9231, talking about Dallas, from DallasNews.com. They're preparing to crack down on clothing in the city of Dallas.
Oh, they've already been cracking down on clothing. These are the same guys that cracked down on the cheerleaders.
Was that in Dallas? Oh. That was Texas. That was all of Texas, wasn't it?
That was all of Texas, but I believe that movement started right there in Dallas.
Well, now they now the cheerleaders, of course, that's one thing. That's the sexually gyrating and grinding. That's what they had banned. They didn't want any more sexual gyration.
It was just the outfits. They did a lot more than just ban just basic cheerleader outfits. They've been going nuts on clothes for a while down there.
Well, now
well,
it's...
they said there was no bumping, no grinding,
right.
No breaking it down.
No breaking it down. That was my favorite.
I didn't even know what breaking it down means.
You would know if you saw it, Mark.
I would like to see it. Somebody break it down for me.
Well, Dallas school trustee Ron Price, with the backing of several city council members, wants to prohibit pants that will hang that hang well below the waist. He wants an ordinance banning the look within city limits. So this isn't just a school dress code. This is a dress code for everybody. Price, of plans to address the council at a meeting at City Hall, says he's fed up with people who walk the streets, quote, with their pants below their buttocks, with their underwear exposed. Several council members backed the idea Tuesday, with Bill Blades declaring, quote, it's an embarrassment to our city if we can't keep our pants up. Mr. Price said he wants the city to create an ordinance or strengthen one that prohibits public lewdness. Such a rule would affect mainly young adults and children, of course, some of whom get their pants several sizes too big to achieve the saggy effect.
I'll admit, a long time ago, I used to be part of that crowd.
The saggy pants crowd?
Not saggy necessarily, but definitely the oversized.
Okay.
I wore them low. I always tried to keep them around my waist. I always found it uncomfortable to have, pants halfway down you know, your legs.
Did you do it because you thought it was styling?
I don't think you know.
Kind
your,
of. I was. Part
if you wore them low, then you don't know where your waist is on your on a.
Well,
a man,
I know where my waist is.
On a
trust
man,
me,
a waist is an inch and a half below your navel.
Right. I know where my waist
that's
is.
That's a waist.
And right now, my fat pushes my pants below my belly. So, I will say that you know it's. You know, my pants are still worn lower than I would actually like to wear them if I were a thinner gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
But back then, you know, I wore much, much larger size pants. I wore what was called a 26-inch pipe, which is just basically a pant that doesn't have any sort of taper to it for the most part. It's just a big, baggy pant.
On your legs in this?
Yeah, on my legs. I used to be part of the rave culture.
What
at
is
the time.
A 26-inch pipe?
It's basically
the pant legs are 26 inches?
Right, the pant legs at the bottom are 26
that's like
inches
waist.
Exactly.
That's the pant size. That's the actual pant
yeah,
size that he wears.
Very, very baggy pants. I used to wear them. I was part of the rave culture in high school and whatnot. And
I wear 28s, man.
I know.
28th and 30th.
It was funny, actually. My high school.
Now you get to shop in the adult section.
Yeah.
My high school had a much stricter dress code than these Texas people do. I had to wear shirt and tie. But, you know, in off time, I like to dress up in rave wear. Right. I used to wear. But the thing is, I didn't like to have, you know, my buttocks hanging out. I like to wear a large, oversized shirt as well, be that either an oversized polo
well,
or a
well, then they wouldn't know.
T-shirt.
If you got a shirt over it, then they wouldn't know that it was a saggy pants situation.
Well, it would be huge, huge pant legs.
You wouldn't have run afoul of this this proposed
maybe,
law.
Maybe not. Who knows? They keep cracking down.
One of the guys proposing it says, to me it's disrespectful and dishonorable to women for men to walk around with their bottoms showing. What do you think, ladies? Is it disrespectful and what? Disrespectful
really,
and dishonorable?
Yeah, let's ask the ladies. Let's ask the high school girls, in fact, because they're their peers, right? Let's ask them what they think.
I think that they would
laugh. They should vote for it, actually. You should have a vote in your schools. See what happens.
I think that most women that spot this sort of behavior would probably just think it's silly. Don't you think? I mean, who would feel insulted?
No, I think they would like, I don't think they'd necessarily think it was silly. I think they'd request it.
Well, some high school girls.
A lot of high school girls.
So probably. This is actually something that people think is, really, people think it's cool to...
Well, absolutely they do. I mean, right. what was the predominant sort of, or even, you know, periphery sort of click that was going on in your school? Did that click include girls? Sure it did.
I don't know.
Did
during your girls... time, wasn't it really tight jeans and rolling up a cigarette pack in your t-shirt sleeve?
That's really funny. Yeah. And doing the doo-wop on the corner. No. As a matter of fact, all your guys' generation just bit off our generation anyway.
I mean, bit off?
Yes. Just they couldn't come up with their own styles. I mean, grunge.
We be biting the styles.
I mean, saggy pants has been going on for over a decade.
Yes, saggy pants is new. That was not happening in 1988 when I was in high school.
Well, the assistant city attorney, Jesus Toscano, or Jesus rather, says the city would need to research.
Really, was his name Jesus?
Need to research the legality of such an ordinance. The ACLU says it's silly. Quote, is it a civil liberties issue? I don't know. It's a silly issue. I know that.
I would say that is definitely a civil liberties issue.
She said that any ordinance would have to apply equally to males and females. However, she said enforcement would probably focus on males who are more likely to wear sagging pants. If it's cool for males to do that, why isn't it cool for ladies to do that? I don't know. I just... If you are somebody that likes saggy pants, please call in.
If it's cool for women to wear skirts, why isn't it cool for men to wear skirts?
Okay, fine.
Well, no, I like it when ladies wear the saggy pants or whatever, and you see the little teabag showing through them.
Yeah, that's true. I do. Yeah, that is nice.
Only sometimes.
Only sometimes, yeah.
The ACLU woman says, why can't people just look away? I mean, really? What's the big deal? In recent years...
Because they can't help themselves. Yeah.
Lawmakers in Louisiana and Virginia have tried to ban the sagging pants. Because, we've talked about this. It was about probably a year and a half ago when they tried it in, I think it was Virginia. Efforts went nowhere. The Dallas School District already prohibits pants that droop below the waistline, but Mr. Price, who's rumored to be considering a run for city council, said it's time for the issue to be addressed citywide, saying that people shouldn't run around, quote, like third-class citizens in a first-class city. Maxine Thornton-Reese, the council member, favors a ban. She says, I would like to support any ordinance or anything that would help them not to expose themselves.
What if I think being a third-class citizen is what happens when you act like a thug? What if that's what I think being a third-class citizen in your third-class city is?
They're just helping these kids, okay? They can't pull up their own pants on their own, so now we need mommy government, the city of Dallas, to give them instructions as to how to wear their pants.
You know, that's what they just said, too. Anything that would help us keep our pants up or something.
Why don't we go by what the majority wants? Isn't that what we do in our society?
No.
No.
I mean, that's minorities are the ones that get all the rules passed in our society. I'm sorry. I mean, yep. You know, we talk about democracy and all that stuff, but every single time it's minorities.
I wonder what's going to happen in a couple of years. What if these kids see, oh, this is the example that's being set. This is how we do things in our society. So now, once we get in power, we're going to pass the rule. Everybody's got to wear saggy
mandatory
pants.
Saggy pants in the city.
I'd love to see the bureaucrats with their, you know, their tweed suits with saggy pants.
Well, now
maybe they'll have to wear really oversized, like tweed coat jackets. Everybody will look like a conductor.
Yeah. Okay. In the case of the kids that wear saggy pants, how long does it last? Right, kids. They always are wearing something different, right? They always wear something radical and something
saggy pants
crazy.
Has been going on for over a decade.
I understand
and
that.
I wear
but
my
they grow out of it.
No, because saggy pants picked up when I was probably about 20 or so.
Okay,
and I wear mine loose. I generally
not to
wear
a job interview.
To a
you
job
don't
interview?
Wear saggy pants to a
no,
job interview.
Absolutely
what
not.
What I'm saying is the kids are going to grow out of it.
If I stood up right now as a 35-year-old male, I could show you I can pull my pants down. Like over my butt.
Will you please?
No. But I mean, like, they're that saggy.
Why are you asking?
I'm just kidding, of course. I mean, I was wondering.
I know.
If
I just like
do
messing
it.
With you. Like right. You like messing with me.
Yes. So I was just saying, the kids are going to grow out of it, right? I mean, at what
it's
point?
It's still a style that
what's
they're.
What's the latest, though? I mean, what's the latest in life that somebody is going to wear saggy pants?
I'm telling you, I'm wearing saggy pants as we speak.
I'm like this dude.
No,
no.
Like
I've seen
not
guys
like
in their 30s who are, you know, wear stuff like
yeah,
this. It happens.
That saggy is just ridiculous.
It depends on your culture and it depends on what job you have. But and I will say this: if you don't have to dress for success all the time, you're not in a higher end job. You might not need that kind of wardrobe, and then you are going to stick with whatever wardrobe you were wearing
well,
that you just like to wear.
Saggy pants isn't all. There's a school, Boston area, that's going to be banning hoodies. Look into that coming up. Free Talk Live.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizedDC.org. That's DownsizedDC.org.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At researchedherbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
And you can take control of the airwaves even in these remaining moments. This is Friday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site, totally free. What do we do to support the website? I mean, how do we afford this free website? Well, we ask for your voluntary contribution. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about the Free Talk Live AMP program. We've got over 280 of our listeners that have actually become Free Talk Live amplifiers for, again, as little as $3 a month. The idea is they send in the $3. We turn it around into promoting Free Talk Live. We use it to get the show on more radio stations, to get the show on more people's internet connections, and effectively spread the message of freedom and liberty around the world and around the country. So more details on that at amp.freetalklive.com. Another piece of clothing news for you here. This one out of Boston, the Boston Globe. Hooded sweatshirts, or as they're called around the teenagers, hoodies, are becoming the latest banned item at Boston area schools because some students use them to hide their identity beneath hoods when they're cutting class or shuttling stolen goods from the building. Settings.
Really? Does that happen? Is it a shuttling effect? Is that what goes on? Is it like there's a fire brigade of people in hoodies siphoning all the property of the school out into the wild blue yonder?
Citing safety and decorum.
Shuttling. Come
on. Randolph Public Schools is poised to ban hoodies later this month, along with baseball caps and other non-religious head coverings from middle and high school classrooms and hallways.
Okay.
Hoodies pose a safety threat, say area school officials.
More students need to start churches. Church of the hoodie wearing saggy pant.
That's a great idea. Students, perhaps after doing something wrong, can make a quick anonymous exit from a school by shielding their faces from security cameras. They have security cameras at Boston area schools.
Whoa. They ought to have security cameras in schools.
Non-students, they didn't have it when I was in school.
And we didn't need it.
Non-students can blend in and sneak in and out of the school.
You know what they should have in school? They should have responsible parents that visit every once in a while to bring their kids lunch. That's what they should have in school.
Also, students can hide contraband more easily. How is it that having a hoodie allows you to hide contraband? Well,
they're usually kind of baggy, and they have that one pocket in the center.
Right,
usually.
To keep your hands warm when it's cold outside, like it gets in Boston. What are you supposed to wear? I know, I guess they have sweaters, but what do you put on your head if they ban all headwear?
I think what they should do is that what they should have...
Non-religious headwear.
What I would wear if I were in this situation is I would wear a big wool cap, and then I would get a very big scarf so that I could cover my face. Hey, letter of the law, rule of the law, whatever, you know, it doesn't matter. I'm going to cover my face because that's what I chose to do.
One of the school committee members says, we've got kids who may be up to something.
Then the other thing I'd do is if I was in those schools, probably is I would break cameras. And I'm not joking about that. If there was cameras in my school, they would have been broken.
We've got kids who may be up to something.
Well, kids don't break cameras because you could go to jail
for it. And avoid the cameras.
I will warn you that.
by crouching down, pulling their hoods up, and scooting by, said Maureen Kenny, a Randolph Committee member who helped devise the proposed guidelines. For similar reasons, numerous other Massachusetts communities, as well as schools in California and New York, let's see, those are the three big government states, right?
Right.
California, New York, Massachusetts. They've all set limits on hoodies, which is a wardrobe staple among teenagers. Policies range from requiring students to keep hoods off their heads and away from their faces to leaving them in their lockers. They also ban pajamas, midriff-bearing tops, and flip-flops. Penalties could include detention, suspension, and ultimately expulsion. So why'd you get kicked out of school?
Well, I was trying to keep warm.
Can you believe this?
Not really.
It doesn't make a darn bit of sense at all. 800-259-9231. Of course, then they have quotes from the kids, and they think
it's
foolish.
I was watching a movie the other day, the movie Pump Up the Volume.
With Christian Slater.
Yeah, ironically, a movie about a radio show host. Pirate radio show host who kind of really bucks the FCC and decides to do his own, you know, his own thing and drive around. You know, at one point, he's driving around with a transmitter in the back of a Jeep.
Right.
But through his radio program, a lot of students in schools and whatnot, they're just going nuts. They're just doing lots of things, and they're really kind of fighting a system that is treating them like garbage,
mm-hmm.
and lying to them and just doing all sorts of things to these kids that are horrible. We've got things that are happening in our school system that are much, much worse. And one of the things that I remember is that a lot of movies from that time, from the 80s, were about kids rebelling. Even the 16 Candles movies and movies like The Breakfast Club showed kids rebelling and doing things.
Do they make those movies anymore?
Hmm?
Rebellion movies?
No, they don't.
I don't know. I don't see too many high school-type movies anyway advertised, and I certainly don't know what they're about.
No, the only movies that come out these days are movies about high school kids partying, like American Pie and that sort of thing.
And they talk about how badly behaved these kids are in schools nowadays. But what's going on is that these kids are fighting and doing things against one another. What is going on? You know, why aren't these kids doing something against this system that's awful as opposed to dumping all over one another? We're
kids
training
have
this
on one another.
Yeah, and that's fine. I understand that. People are going to be people. People are aggressive kind of animals.
But now there's
no
more factor of fighting the system.
They don't fight the system at all. They're only fighting one another. They've bought into this.
Maybe the system's gotten too good. It's the indoctrination is too powerful.
It needs to stop.
I agree.
These public schools are awful. They're just breeding grounds for mindless drones.
Speaking of kids, a lot of people are concerned about their kids online and sexual predators, and apparently Microsoft has come to the rescue.
Yeah, well,
supposedly.
Well, a few years ago, Microsoft decided to shut down their chat rooms in the UK after a few well-publicized stories of children being approached by predators in those chat rooms. This story is out of techdirt.com, mm-hmm. which the more I read, the more I think they're very libertarian. Of course, this seemed silly to us. It's not like the kids or predators would stop chatting. They'd just move somewhere else, perhaps somewhere with even less supervision or controls in place. 3 years later, and it seems MSN in the UK has realized that many people are simply using the MSN Instant Messenger service for the same purpose. So, in what appears to be a part of their new internet safety effort, they're adding a button to file a one-click police report complaint about who you are talking to.
And how can you file a complaint about somebody who, I mean, you know, people are anonymous on the internet, right?
Yeah, well, let me go on. It says, of course, Amazon need not worry about this violating their famous one-click patent. It appears there are actually a few more clicks. The single click just takes you to some sort of police service where officers will then help the user capture information about what's happening in the chat. Of course, making it so easy to report a problem probably means that people are going to report all sorts of non-problems, inundating the police, perhaps making it even more difficult for police to go after
this
actual
predators. It's going to be, like, this is just so easy for people to screw around because they're anonymous online. You don't have any culpability for claiming something on the internet.
Officer! I want to read this one ridiculous comment. It's the first comment in the article.
Okay.
Their article system has comments.
Yes.
Section. The first comment is, how could this be construed as a bad thing? If you and your child were faced with a situation where a pedophile was making moves, do you know how to report that to the proper authorities? Anyway, I understand your viewpoint here. Historically speaking, opening up avenues of complaint leads to a massive increase in false allegations and wasted time. But if pedophilia is growing due to the internet, according to authorities.
As though the internet is going to grow pedophilia?
I love how he puts this in parentheses, according to authorities. And he's not lying, according to authorities.
Well, what qualifies as pedophilia? I mean, looking at pictures of kids? I mean, does that qualify? Because I'm certain a lot more people have looked at pictures of, what they would call child porn now that the internet's around than before that.
But they're still pedophiles. See, pedophiles are people that are interested in having sexual contact with young children, preteens.
Pre-adolescent, I guess.
These people, as have been pointed out in the past, these people will just as equally get off on porn as they will, like the teens, the preteens' underwear catalog. I mean, it doesn't matter if it's nude. It's the idea of a kid.
Yeah. He goes on to say, he says, if they are serious about gathering all the leads they can, then this interface is a good thing.
Well,
I know you guys say these things.
Wait, hold on.
I'm almost done. Let me just finish up here. He says, I know you guys say these things because you like to point out how you were right months or years later, but man, that was too much. Except for they will be right years or months later.
Sure.
But please, bend your intellect towards better solutions to the problem instead of launching spears from the side.
First of all, calling the cops isn't even a solution to the problem.
This doesn't... I've got a story right here that basically says that now that pornography is, use is up, that rape is down. He's saying that because of the internet, the pedophilia is up. Certainly doesn't jibe with this. The incident of rape in the United States has declined by 85% in 25 years.
Yeah, but he also says that it's according to the authorities.
I understand.
Which they're lying. You're right. That's what you're saying is absolutely correct. Rape is down.
85%.
So what if porn is up? The authorities are saying that pedophilia is up. They're lying. They're trying to take you for money for these stupid government programs that aren't working.
And we're out of time. It's Vinny in here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And we'll see you online in the meantime between now and the live Saturday show, which is tomorrow night at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now, you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.